USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department on Thursday announced it will open a civil rights investigation into the Phoenix, Arizona Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking about the investigation.
This is the third pattern or practice investigation I have announced as Attorney General. Each time, I have noted that these investigations aim to promote transparency and accountability.
Garland saying the investigation will examine how often excessive force is used, including deadly force. The investigation will also determine whether the Phoenix police force uses discriminatory policing. President Biden is unveiling plans to help boost production of electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles. Biden hosting a White House event and calling it another chapter in the American story. Biden calling it a question of leading or falling behind in the battle for the future. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Moderna says a clinical trial shows a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine produces robust antibody response. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, David Martin has more on the story.
Moderna has developed three COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. In a phase 2 study which used previously vaccinated individuals, Moderna says the third booster produced a promising immune response against three variants, including Delta. Moderna says the dose 3 booster will likely be necessary prior to the winter season.
Congressional leaders are reacting to the death of AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka. A union official says a labor leader died this morning while multiple reports say it was a heart attack that killed him. California Democrat Maxine Waters tweeting her condolences, saying Trumka was a forceful, unapologetic voice that resonated around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The calls for New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down are continuing.
Lawmakers in New York have called for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign following the release of the state attorney general's report on evidence of sexual harassment. Cuomo's own party, including the president, is calling for Cuomo to step down. New York City Mayor Democrat Bill de Blasio on CNN.
This is textbook sexual harassment, and then unfortunately, making it worse, in some cases even sexual assault. Disgusting and troubling and unacceptable, and he needs to leave office immediately.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Spirit Airlines is canceling hundreds of flights today. This is the fifth straight day of cancellations as the discount airline struggles with tech outages, staffing shortages, and other problems. Many passengers up in arms regarding all the flight disruptions due to all the government bailouts that were given to the airline industry. Sarah Nelson is the president of the Association of Flight Attendants. She tells Fox News that money was very much needed.
There was a lapse in that relief from October 1st to the end of December. And when that happened, airlines started cutting deep. Because they didn't think that they were going to have that continued support through that critical time. And we are seeing some of the hangovers of that. What we said would happen has happened.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.